So, Harry, you've done butter tubs. What advice have you got for me and anyone else attempting to cycle up it?
Don't do it. It's horrendous. And we have the added problem, Jules, of having the wind in our face going up. It's very steep to start with, and then it flattens out. Flattens out, that's a joke. It's just a steady incline for about a mile and a half, 2 miles. But the views are stunning, stunning.
Worth cycling up the hill for?
Maybe.
So, armed with a £2,000 loaned bike strapped to the car, I head out to Hawes and my rendezvous with the hill. And my cycling partner for the day, Mike Hughes, who will actually be cycling the route on the day of the Grand Départ itself, raising money for charity. I'll tell you what, Mike, if it's a day like today, that'll be pretty good, won't it?
I certainly hope it's as good as this. A clear blue sky.
So here we are at the base of Butter Tubs, which is how long?
It's about 4.4 kilometres, about 2.5 miles.
OK, and you're, of course, going to be doing this on the day.
The Marie Curie Power Peloton, minimum of 3 hours ahead of the main caravan and the main sort of riders to raise a £19,000 for Marie Curie.
You've got to have cycled a bit.
You've got to have cycled a bit, yeah.
So how many times have you been up this?
This is the first time on my bike.
Sorry, Mike. What?
Yeah, it's the first time I've cycled up here on my bike. Been up hundreds of times in the car.
So, the expert I'm going up this hill with, this is your first time?
Yes.
Right. Second time I've got on this. Haven't quite worked out the gears yet. And we're going up Butter Tubs Pass. What could possibly go wrong?